Let's be honest. Who actually sits down and reads those campaign bios front to back?
Right.
We see the pictures, maybe some bullet points, but are we really getting the whole story
I don't think so.
today? We're going deeper than those glossy pages to really understand Tyler Byrne, who's running for city council. And let me tell you, this deep dive uncovers a story that's both fascinating and surprisingly relevant to the issues facing our communities today.
Absolutely. And, especially at the local level, context is so important. Getting a sense of a candidate's background, their motivations, it really adds a new layer to understanding their message.
For sure. And with Tyler Byrne, we've got anything but a typical story. His family history, the stuff you shared, wow.
It's pretty incredible.
Hardship, resilience, the American dream, it's all there. His grandfather was a prisoner of war in World War II.
Can you imagine?
Just think about the strength to survive that. And then on his mother's side, his grandfather was an immigrant, built a life from nothing. And his mother, holding it all together, current director of Parks and Recreation in Harupa Valley. Talk about deep roots.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, talk about a tapestry of experience, resilience, hard work, commitment to community. These aren't just talking points. It's woven into his family history. And then you add in his wife, Resma, first generation college graduate, daughter of immigrants, former English learner. I mean, you talk about breaking barriers and fighting for educational justice.
And now she's the superintendent of Alvern Unified School District. So you've got this power couple here that seems to represent this fascinating mix of old and new Harupa Valley.
How much of that legacy, how much of that sense of history plays into his vision for Harupa Valley's future?
Right. It's like they're raising the next generation with this deep understanding of where the community came from and almost like this sense of responsibility. They're woven into the values Byrne emphasizes in his campaign.
Exactly. It's like these experiences shaped his whole perspective. You see that emphasis on hard work, pulling yourself up, making something of yourself. It really echoes his family's journey.
And it's not just talk. This guy walks the walk. I mean, he named his son Valentino after his grandfather. That's not just respecting the past, that's living it. It makes you wonder, though, how does this family history connect to today's world? Byrne's father left school early, had his own struggles, but still bought a house by the time he was 22.
Wow, 22.
Try doing that now.
It really highlights how much things have changed, doesn't it? What seemed possible a generation ago can feel impossible for a lot of young people now. It makes you think about the challenges Byrne's generation is up against and how those experiences might influence his approach to leadership.
Absolutely. But here's the thing about Brown. He's not just coasting on his family's legacy. He's a man of action, deeply involved. And we're not just talking about showing up for a photo op. This is real, hands-on involvement. This is someone who doesn't just talk the talk, you know? We're talking about a guy who's been a leader in a ton of local organizations, president of the Rotary Club, chairman of the School Site Council, chairman for the Oversight Committee for Harupa Valley's Measure E School Bond. You look at that and you think, what's driving this guy? Is this genuine? Or is it strategic?
That's the question, isn't it? But what we see here is someone who is not afraid of a challenge. He sees a need and he steps up. And it's not just about adding lines to his resume. I'm really struck by his work with the Brighter Nights program, this dinner event that he created for high school seniors experiencing homelessness to help them attend prom and graduation.
That's incredible. It is really speaks to a certain level of empathy, you know, recognizing that everyone deserves those milestone moments, regardless of their circumstances.
It's a really impressive record, I have to say. It does make you wonder, though, how did he have time for it all?
Was it all at once or?
Was he able to give enough to each role, or was it more about just being involved in a lot of things?
It's a good question, Andy. This is where his experience with the Corona Leadership Roundtable gets really interesting. It's not just another line on his resume. It shows his dedication to working with others.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting too.
The program brings together leaders from all different areas and helps them connect and create a shared vision. Do you think this experience could be key to his approach? Like knowing how to build those partnerships to really get things done.
It could be. Yeah, definitely. So we see this pattern of leadership and action throughout his life. But how does that translate into what's he actually promising voters?
His message is all about how the current city council isn't really representing the community's diverse voices and needs. He's laser focused on listening to residents, particularly those who are struggling with high property taxes. And let's be real, that's a lot of us.
It's a common concern, yeah. But what's interesting is how Byrne wants to tackle it. He talks about keeping what makes Drupa Valley special, those small-town values, but also addressing those big issues like housing costs, economic growth, and safety. Can he really do both?
That's the big question, right? But what I found different was his way of doing things. He's not just relying on social media or the occasional town hall. He's committed to those old-fashioned door-to-door conversations with residents.
That's pretty rare these days.
It is, and even more so because he doesn't have big money behind him. No wealthy donors or special interest groups. It's all grassroots.
Now, that is something you don't see every day. It definitely makes him stand out.
Okay.
But is it enough to create real change?
It really makes you wonder, is going door-to-door enough these days?
Right.
Can that personal touch really compete with big money and all the fancy campaigns?
That's the question, isn't it? It's interesting because Byrne's campaign feels kind of old school, you know?
Yeah.
It takes you back to when local politics were more about the people, more connected to everyday life.
Exactly. So we've gone from a name on a ballot to a story that spans generations. From his family's legacy of resilience to his own dedication to this community, we've seen what's shaped Tyler Byrne.
We've seen where he comes from and where he wants to take Drupa Valley, trying to keep what makes it special while tackling those big challenges.
And the big question, the one we'll all be watching as things unfold, is this. In a world of politics often dominated by money and influence, can someone like Tyler Byrne, armed with passion, history, and a whole lot of shoe leather, can he really change the game?
It really makes you think. It gets to the heart of local elections, you know. What matters more? Experience, connections, money. Does Drupa Valley want someone new or someone familiar? Are they willing to take a chance on a candidate who's doing things differently? Only time will tell.
Well, it seems like we're ending on a cliffhanger. We've explored Tyler Byrne's past, his vision for the future, and how he's running his campaign. As you see those campaign signs and hear his name in the coming weeks, remember this deep dive. Think about what you really want in a leader. What kind of future do you see? Thanks for joining us. It's been quite a journey.